I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. You detest your ex. So how do you bring yourself to talk about the kids? You know, who's picking up Junior after soccer practice, how the college fund is doing. You need to talk, but do you have to? Well, no, actually. A new web tool will communicate for you, Minnesota Public Radio's Elizabeth Stowicki reports.
About 3 years ago, Paul and Dara Volker were expecting his children to visit their home just north of Minneapolis for Christmas. The kids did, but they showed up 3 days early, and when Paul called his ex-wife to find out why, the conversation escalated into a shouting match right in front of the children. Sitting at their kitchen table, Paul and Dara said there had to be a better way.
Managing intact marriages is always a difficult situation with communications. So now you have to plan for your former spouse to be informed and up to speed on everything that the children are doing, and likewise. And I think that the problem that you run into is you're reluctant to make those phone calls to the last minute.
Because sometimes you're just so emotional, you didn't even really hear the request, and you might just be saying no because you're angry or upset.
So Paul and Dara came up with Our Family Wizard, a website where separate households coordinate schedules and exchange information about the kids over the internet rather than face-to-face or by phone. The program has subscribers in 38 states and 5 countries. Parents pay a yearly fee to access the site, which provides a master calendar with color codes for each parent's responsibility for each day. It also acts as a kind of online file cabinet for the kids' medical histories that parents can access anywhere in the world with an internet connection. Jai Kasun created the computer program. He says it even documents shared expenses such as medical copays.
You put in the full amount of the expense, it automatically calculates your percentage of it, and then it sends a note to the other parent, says, hey, you got a new expense, go check it out. Then the other parent has the ability to either approve or refuse the expense.
That kind of documentation helps keep everyone honest, says Hennepin County Family Court Judge James Swenson. Swenson, who has a box filled with Our Family Wizard promo materials in the corner of his chambers, says the program is not foolproof. He says some parents still find ways to vent their anger, even with the program. But he says the documentation radically cuts down on the number of he said, she said contempt hearings. Swenson says the bottom line for him is that it takes the heated communication between ex-spouses outside of a child's ears.
They're happier kids when they're not sitting in the kitchen doing the homework while mom or dad's shouting on the phone to the other parent. They're happier kids when their exchanges go well because the parents are communicating.
Swenson says he offers the program to parents at the beginning of their case, but only orders it in the most contentious divorces. He says it's a fact of life that couples who had trouble communicating while they were married probably won't communicate any better after a divorce. Using the web not only helps ex-spouses, more importantly, it helps shield their children from long-term emotional damage from witnessing their parents' fight. At first, Paul and Dara allowed their children to have complete access to the site. But that changed after Paul's young son scheduled his birthday celebration on the master calendar for 4 straight days. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Stowicki in Minneapolis.